So once again, the Sunday Gospel really helps me understand the events that all of us have been watching on TV, I'm sure, this last week. In the Gospel, Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, and Peter and the other disciples try to stop him because it's too dangerous, and Jesus goes anyway. So all this week, I've been watching very dramatic scenes from Texas and Louisiana. That remarkable Hurricane Harvey, which, unlike most hurricanes, which have been in that area for millions of years, they usually land on shore and then keep on going upland and eventually dissipate. For some reason, Harvey just kind of stood over that area and just dropped buckets of rain day after day after day. Very, very dramatic scenes of flooding and disaster and evacuation, where basically everyone was told to leave. And the other dramatic thing I saw was all these people rushing in to the area with boats to rescue, to be of assistance, to offer aid, to bring comfort and care, and to take care of the wounded. So this tremendous disaster and yet all of this heroism of people coming in to make things better. It really was remarkable to see, and I was glad to see it, because if you remember, all the weeks prior, most of the news was filled with demonstrations and politics and people, you know, clashing on one another. And here we have, in the face of a natural disaster, people coming together, no matter who they are, and doing everything they can under difficult circumstances to come into Houston and Louisiana to offer aid. So where does that come from? I mean, I'm glad to see it, but how is it that people have that motive to, you know, even under very difficult circumstances, to come to the aid of someone else? Well, there actually is a hint in today's gospel, because Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem. Now, there's no hurricane going on in Jerusalem, but in many ways, it's worse, because in the ancient world, people were extraordinarily cruel to one another. There was sin everywhere, and cruelty and anxiety and inhumanity to one another. There was just tremendous poverty and pain everywhere. And Jesus, in a very, very beautiful way, is on his way to make it better. And Peter stops him and says, "Don't go. It's way too dangerous. It's unsafe. You will be harmed if you go." And Jesus turns to Peter and says really the most strongest words in the New Testament. He says, "Get behind me, Satan." It is just the kind of thing that Satan would want, to stop people from doing something heroic, to seek safety and security and not come to the aid of people in trouble. That's exactly what Satan would want. And Jesus looks at Peter and says, "Get behind me, because that is precisely why I have come to planet Earth, is to come to the aid and rescue of people who need it." And at that time, that would have been shocking. I mean, really, Peter and the other disciples would have been startled at that response, because in the ancient world, unfortunately, people did not care for one another. They cared for family. If your own family was in trouble, they would certainly do everything there. But so if your house was in trouble, you would take care of that. But if your neighbors were in trouble, who cares? And it was a very, very tough place to live. You know, when the city of Pompeii, was hit by the volcano of Vesuvius, nobody came to their aid. People didn't care. And that was the ancient world that Jesus lived in. So why is it that the people of Houston and Louisiana and people surrounded went to extraordinary lengths to come of aid and to rescue? 2,000 years of Christian history. It is the legacy of Christianity, of the legacy of 2,000 years of people looking at Jesus on the cross, an innocent victim who shouldn't have been there, who says, you know, look at these wounds, and that triggers compassion in people's hearts. And so 2,000 years later, we don't live in a country like ancient times. We live in a country now where these 2,000 years of the legacy of Christianity have changed people's hearts And so that when we find that there are people in trouble, family or not, people come to extraordinary lengths to come to their aid. Looking at all those scenes of rescuers and helpers and people come to the aid, that is the legacy of 2,000 years of Christianity. But there's one other remarkable passage about this gospel that's really unique, and that is what happens to Peter. You know, last week, Jesus makes Peter the first pope. He says, "You are the rock on which I will found my church. You are the one that is going to be the first pope." And here, a week later, he is saying something that is completely wrong, and Jesus has to rebuke him. Well, Peter learns his lesson. He understands the wisdom. But remember that Peter did become the first pope, and of course, immediately he starts saying Mass. And when he's saying Mass, it comes to the time when you read the Gospels. And so there had to be certain times when Peter would stand up to proclaim the gospel and would proclaim this gospel, where he has to quote Jesus himself rebuking him. And yet he has the humility and the honesty and the integrity to even read his own story in the gospel, because he knows it would be of service and of some good to the people who most need to hear it. That's the legacy of 2,000 years of Christianity, of taking our life and offering it for the good of others. We see that in this gospel. We've seen it all last week, and I'm sure we will see it in your lives as well, that those who follow Christ will stop at nothing to take care of those that we love.